Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you going, Rachel?
Going good. Loving the sunshine. I know we've literally only had one day of rain, but it really put me in my gloomy feels, and I'm glad to see the sun this morning.
Yeah, I've been like smashing the new Tom York, you know, the smile, and I've been sort of smashing it and looking wistfully out the window, and I felt like it really was adding to the cinematography of my mind yesterday. But yes, I too am glad to see some sun.
Is a definitely a good thing indeed. Hey, what are we talking about this morning? She's crowning sounds wild.
It actually sounds so wild. So She's Crowning, which is a show which has been presented by Murdoch Keane and Peter Berman at the Basement Theatre. So they're actually opening tonight. Actually, it's day one. So both Peter and Murdoch are Toi Fakati graduates, which is the National Drama School in Wellington. They both graduated last year. And my understanding is that this work has actually been in development through that time that they were both studying. I remember Murdoch from Auckland Theatre Company shows, mm-hmm. like, you know, even before they went to drama school. So it's really nice to see them coming back to Auckland and bringing up with their show. So, She's Crowning. It's a kind of an I guess you could call it an explosion for anyone who's experienced Murdoch. I've yet to see Peter perform, but for anyone that has experienced Murdoch, I would say an explosion would be about right. So it's cramming together all of the seasons of The Crown, taking these iconic characters of the royal family, and then a sort of sketch of what their what they do behind closed doors. What do they do when they're not, you know, raping and pillaging the continents? And it just sounds like an absolute riot. I'd say one thing is it draws on quite strongly from the kind of traditional European clowning tradition, or Buffon, which
yes.
Sort of like not familiar with Buffon, it's a sort of grotesque grotesque clown is probably the best way to sort of put it. It's quite weird in theatre when we talk about clowning, we're sort of talking about the sort of traditional idea of clown, not just like the kind of freaky circus clown, can't sleep, clowns will eat me kind of vibe of The Simpsons.
Yes.
Although, you know, that's all in the ecosystem of clown.
It's all within the world of clown.
The world of clown. So, you know, obviously European has a very strong history of clown, theatre clown, and obviously there's Pierrot, there's the Commedia dell'arte, which is the Italian masked clowns. And so it is a strong theatrical form. Aside from being characters, it is a form because it draws on high audience interaction, the notion that we often talk about like clown logic, which is a sort of reduced logic which is based on the next logical step. In Commedia, it's described as a Lazza. So like a Lazza is like a sequence of events, but for clowns, it's not the most obvious sequence. So like, I think the classic one's like, you give the clown the banana and then they go to bite the banana whole and you say, no, you've got to peel it first. And they go, oh, okay. And then the clown peels the banana and then eats the skin and throws away the bone.
That is just so funny to me. I know it's literally one of the oldest jokes in the book, but it will get me every time.
Every time. I know, so, but this is the kind of the beauty of clowning is that something as simple as that can actually sort of squeeze just like air out of your lungs and just make you explode into giggles because it's so, you know, it's like unexpected but expected at the same time. So anyway, the reason I guess I talk about that is these kinds of skills are really fundamental to theatre performers. And so if you do any kind of theatre training, it's likely that this will be a part of what you kind of end up doing in your repertoire. So anyway, so to sort of draw to what Murdoch and Peter are doing is they're taking these I mean, the royal family, what a great, strange kind of group of character archetypes.
They are clowns already, so you're starting from a very good place.
Absolutely. It's like the sort of overcompensated, the sort of hyper-English accent, the teeth, the kind of, you know, the kind of morbid, almost greying skin. Like, everything about that is kind of screams. And then actually just the kind of, that sort of matriarchal structure. I mean, I know that Murdoch does also perform as a drag artist. So Morella, who is, I've seen Morella, who is quite glamorous, and in Murdoch's words, glamorous and stupid. So anyway, so this is both of them. It's a two-hander show. They're playing lots of tricks. It's going to be really, really fun. And I've been going, I've sort of started dipping a toe back into the theatre.
Nice.
The last couple of weeks I've been going to shows. I went to, I've been going to shows at the Basement. I performed Snort on Friday, which was just such
How
a
was
gorgeous
that? Night. Was that wild to be on a stage again?
Yeah, it's been, the last time I was on Snort was the week before we went into Lockie D back in August. So I haven't been on stage for 9 months. And Rachel, the last time I had a 9 month hiatus, I've never had a 9 month hiatus from the stage since I was like 3.5 years
oh
old.
Oh my God, you're having withdrawal symptoms.
I know, it's quite weird. I mean, obviously I actually low-key and I loved it, right? Because I was like, oh, this is wonderful. I don't have to like leave a very important life milestone, because I'm like, sorry, I've got a gig tonight. I've got to go do a show. But
exactly.
Yeah, so there's a lot of going in. Basement, again, which was where the show is. They have a mask, so people wear their masks in the theatre, so it feels nice and safe. Obviously,
cool.
The performers aren't masked. But it is, everything's starting to slowly sort of wind back into it. So, yeah, so the show is She's Crowning. I think you have to say it like that. It's actually, the great thing about it, it's in the studio, which is a really, I just love the studio. It's the upstairs space, so it's a smaller space. So I would highly recommend booking your tickets, because it'll be hard to get walk-ups for it, because it will sell out. It's a 6 p.m. show as well, so it's a nice early show. Go to the show, then you can grab dinner afterwards at the plethora of places on K Road.
Look at you, sponsored by Auckland.
Can I please get some fucking sponsorship in this? Yeah, and it's only on for this week, closing on Saturday, so I would highly, highly recommend checking out Murdoch and Peter. Directed by Rongapai Tickle as well, so it's a really great way to meet these new artists who are presenting themselves to Auckland.
Honestly, who doesn't want to laugh at the royal family? I think that's going to be just what everyone needs at the moment. Thank you, Alice, for bringing us She's Crowning. Well, She's Crowning, as you say.
She's Crowning.
Sort of yell it in a thick-ass accent. Lean into the South Island.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Gorgeous. Thanks so much, Rach. Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Alice. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.